Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, hallelujah. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. Welcome to Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries Power Hour Prayer, a teaching ministry on prayer with your chief apostle, Bishop Patricia Stewart, Baltimore, Maryland, the blessed city of Baltimore. Yes, we are blessed. The devil is a liar and he's a deceiver. God's people are blessed by the best, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Tell a friend to tune in to Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries Power Hour Prayer. God is truly, truly doing some awesome things in your life and in my life. God don't make no mistakes. We have made plenty of mistakes, but God don't make no mistakes. We come to praise and worship the Almighty Living God. We come to give him the honor, the praise, and the glory. We thank God for Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close Funeral Services, located at 5126 Bel Air Road in the blessed city of Baltimore, 21206. You can give him a call today at 410-327-3100. That's 410-327-3100. Yes, truly, truly, a man of God there for you in time of need. Your loved one has transitioned, going home to be with the Lord. Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close is the man that you want to talk to. We thank God for his wife, Sister Gwen, Deaconess Gwen. We thank God for his family in its entirety. Go and pay them a visit at 5126 Bel Air Road, Baltimore, Maryland, 410-327-3100, the number that you want to call. Don't forget about my girl Sabrina, One Day at a Time Personal Care Service, taking care of all your family needs one day at a time. Give Sabrina a call at 443-882-3040. That's Sabrina, One Day at a Time Personal Care Services. And remember, you don't have to be sick to use these services. They offer transportation, housekeeping, assistance with bathing and personal grooming, medication reminders, meal preparation and planning, grocery shopping and errands, laundry, socialization and stimulation activities, exercise and walking, transportation to the doctor appointments and beauty salon, take you out to lunch, shopping and special occasions, and so much more. One Day at a Time of Personal Care, LLC, is a non-medical nursing referral agency licensed with the state of Maryland Mental Health and Hygiene. Their CNAs are certified by the Maryland Board of Nursing. Also, companions and CNAs go through extensive criminal, drug, health, and background check. Their goal is to provide individuals needing assistance in their daily lives with the most compatible care providers. That's One Day at a Time Personal Care Services. Give Sabrina a call today at 443-882-3040. All right? And One Day at a Time Personal Care Services, we are local providers that have been serving the residents of Baltimore metropolitan area for over 30 years. Their company provides nursing assistants, companions, and homemakers to individuals who are in need of assistance of personal care or other areas of their daily lives, transportation, grocery shopping, errands, meal preparation, assistance with getting dressed, and so much more. Services can be provided wherever the client needs it, at home, the hospital, assisted living facilities, or nursing home for 1 to 24 hours of care. They can also design a plan that fits your personal needs, although at this time we only accept self-paid clients. You don't have to be sick to use our services. One Day at a Time Personal Care Services. You may have a loved one that may be in the hospital, may be in a nursing home, and you can't stay there. You may be working or maybe you're disabled. You can call One Day at a Time Personal Care Services to be there with your loved one at the hospital, assisted living facilities, or wherever they are, 443-882-3040. One Day at a Time Personal Care Services, 24 hours a day. Give Sabrina a call at 443-882-3040. Let her know you heard it here at the Dr. Pat Show, and we know that she know Dr. Pat, even though I'm a bishop, apostle, a woman of God. Thank God. A woman of God. That's what really matters. So we thank God for the promotions because, you know, promotion come neither from the north, the south, the east, or the west. Promotion come from God. And when you let God promote you, those promotions are the right promotions. Those are the promotions that you want to have, being promoted by God. We know that we're all servants of God, and we thank God for his blessing. You know, you want to be promoted on your worldly job, so why not let God promote you? Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God for each and every one of you that are listening, our intercessory prayer warriors all over the world. And, you know, I always share with you that we pray 24 hours around the clock. Yes, we're not just saying that. We pray 24 hours around the clock. Over 150,000 listeners probably have increased by now. Well, we thank God for all of you faithful prayer warriors that listen in and intercede. This is a teaching ministry on prayer. Amen. And we thank God for all your prayer requests. You all have been writing to P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland 21229. We thank God for you writing and sharing your praise reports and your prayer requests. We thank God, we thank God, we thank God. And we're praying for those of you that are on your way to work, some students on their way to school in the dark. We know it's getting a little bit lighter now. We thank God for daylight saving time. And I pray that they just leave this time alone. My God, my God, my God. I believe when Adam and Eve was in the garden, they didn't have no daylight saving time. They just had one time. Amen. So we thank God for the daylight that now we're able to get up when it's a little bit lighter. But we will continue to pray at 6 a.m. in the morning. Amen. God is good. We want to reach you before anybody else reach you. Thank you, Jesus. We want to pray without ceasing and glorify God, magnify God before you know who wakes up. Amen. So we thank God for an opportunity to come together and pray this morning. Good morning, Mother Annie Green. Good morning, Mother Murray Robinson. Good morning, good morning, good morning to all of our seniors. Good morning to all of our women and men of God that are a blessing to our families, our grandparents, great-grandparents, great-great-grandparents. We thank God for all of our seniors that still in land of living. And we just want to praise God and thank God, Elder Annette and Elder Dawn. We want to thank God, Reverend Carter and Sister Carter. We want to thank God, the Reverend's Carters. We want to thank God for all of you so just listening in and just praising God with us and worshiping God and giving the praise and the honor and the glory. Because, you know, he didn't have to do it, but he did. And we're getting ready, y'all, for our seven last words, March the 26th, at the Roland Park. Yes, was Man of Care. We're getting ready for our seven last words on our Bible study night, Tuesday night. We got some powerful, powerful men and women of God coming forth that have volunteered to give the word, to share the word. And we know that each year it gets better and better and better. And we thank God for the residents and for the open door at Roland Park, which is now Roland Park. Yes, 4669 Falls Road. Let us know that you're going to be there with us on Tuesday night, March 26th, 6 p.m. Give us a call. Reserve your spot, 410-233-2942. All right, give us a call. Let us know. I'm going to be there at 6 o'clock. If you're going to bring somebody else with you, that's a blessing. So we want to share a good thing. All right, we want to keep a good thing to ourselves. Bring a friend or a family member, and we're going to have plenty of seating. So give us a call at 410-233-2942. Let us know that you're coming out to celebrate the seven last words on the cross with us. It's a free event, and we thank God. We thank God. We thank God for the open door. So you want to come out on Tuesday and get the seven last words early. We know some churches have been doing it already. And, yes, we at Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries will continue to do what thus says the Lord. So come on out, y'all. It's free. Open to everyone, male and female, children. Okay, bring them out. Let them experience the seven last words on the cross, March the 26th at 6 p.m., okay, 6 p.m. at Roland Park, across from Poly Western High School. You all know where it is, and we're going to be blessed. So come on in and come on the second floor, and we're going to usher you right on up into the presence of the Almighty Living God. Thank you, God. So we want to thank God again for all of you that are sending your praise reports, your prayer requests, because God is still in the blessing business, and God is a miracle worker. Yes, he is. So he's an on-time God. And, yes, he answers our prayers in the way that he want to answer it. So we pray that God's will be done in our lives and the lives of those that are around us. So we want to get into our praise and worship at this time. And you still got time to tell a friend to tune in to Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries Power Hour Prayer, a teaching ministry on prayer. And we thank God for you, you, and you. Now it's time for our praise and worship. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Let's celebrate Jesus this morning.
We shall rise in the resurrection morning. We shall Just hold on and pray not to keep. see, what do you see? While you shower down your blessings on me. Not anything I've done, Lord, as far as I can see. Too close to the mirror to see what you see.
Thank God for you, you, and you. Don't get too close to the mirror. You won't see what God sees in you. He sees nothing but the best. He sees a man or woman of God. He sees a child of God. He sees greatness, kindness, love, compassion, a giving heart, a sharing heart, a heart of gold. That's what he sees in you, the things that man don't see or the things that man don't want to see. So we thank God for Jesus. We thank God for Jesus because you know what? He created us in his own image. Think about that, my dear ones. We were created in the image of God. We were created in the image of God. And that's what he sees in you, a holy child, a holy man or woman of God. God don't see no mess. God don't create no mess. And don't forget the past is the past. And we're not going back there this morning, amen? We're not going back there. He woke you up this morning and started you on your way. This is a brand new day. This is the day the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. This is a brand new day. Open up your eyes and celebrate. Thank you, God. God is doing some magnificent things in your life. Thank you, God. We may not understand it. We may not understand it. We have to understand everything that God is doing because he knows exactly what he's doing. There is a time for everything, my dear ones. There is a time for everything. Read that book of Ecclesiastes. There's a time for everything. And now is your time to celebrate Jesus. Now is your time to give God some praise. Now is your time to give God some glory. Now is your time to trust in the Almighty Living God. We're in the month of March 2024, January the Father, February the Son, March the Holy Ghost. And we're celebrating Easter, Resurrection Day, Palm Sunday. We're celebrating Palm Sunday. Y'all know y'all wave them palms and just praise God and glorify God on that Palm Sunday. Oh, we just loved him. He came in on that donkey and they waved the palms and they loved him. They celebrated Jesus. Yes, they did on Palm Sunday. Mm-hmm. But what happened later? You know the rest of the story. Celebrate one day, hate the next day. And some of you don't even know why you hate somebody. I've heard people say, I just don't like her. I just don't like him. I don't know what it is. You don't even know why. But God don't give us that spirit of hate. He doesn't give us that spirit. God hates the sin, but he loves each and every one of us with agape love, unconditional love. Those of you behind the prison walls, surrender to the Almighty Living God. You need to surrender to him before you come out. You need to surrender your life to the Almighty Living God. Yes, we minister to those behind the prison walls. Yes, we are. Uh-huh. Wherever you are, you need to surrender to the Almighty Living God. Somebody's been running and running and running and ducking and hiding. You need to surrender yourself to the Almighty Living God first. Say, God, I surrender to you. I want to give up this old, unfruitful life. A life that's sending me straight to hell. And some of you need to get yourselves out of that invisible prison. Uh-huh. A lot of you lock your own self up in that invisible prison. It's time for you to get out. You got to break out. Uh-uh. It's time for you to surrender to God. And say, God, I surrender all. All to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. You need to surrender to God. Yeah, I know you've been praying, and thank God that you're able to pray. You got to pray the right prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Let God's will be done, not my will. This is not Burger King about you having your way. It's time to get right with God and do it now, my dear ones. We've been playing church too long. And you're in a church that's playing church, you need to get out of it. The pastor playing church, letting you have your way and doing what you want to do. You need to get out of it. A pastor that loves you because you're a good tither. A pastor letting you do what you want to do because you tithed real good. You put all that money in the church. That's not what it's all about. God loves a cheerful giver. That's right. Am I telling you not to tithe, not to give? But God loves a cheerful giver. But the pastor don't let you have your way because you're giving all that money. He or she shouldn't. They should be still teaching you the right thing to do, the right way to go. And if you're truly a man or woman of God, you're going to want to tithe. Yes, you're going to want to give. Yeah. You're going to want to. Thank God. You want to be a servant of the body of Christ. You want to do what's right and pleasing and acceptable in the eyesight of God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. But you can't buy your way into heaven. You can't buy your way into heaven. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. All to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. Surrender your life to Jesus Christ today. Do you know without the shadow of a doubt that you're on your way to heaven? You have no doubts at all. I know where I'm going when I leave this earth. Do you know? My God, thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Somebody know him this morning. Somebody can praise him this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go to the word of God. The word of God is what's going to keep us. Amen. Psalm 117. Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. For his merciful kindness is great toward us. And the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. Psalm 17. Read it in its entirety. May the Lord's word bless the hearers and the doers of his word. May it multiply blessings in your life. May healing and deliverance take place in your life right now, on this day. I would say the Lord is blessing me right now. Right now. The Lord is blessing me right now. You may not be able to see what he's doing for me, but the Lord is blessing me right now. You got to get that in your spirit. You got to say it yourself. Don't wait for somebody else to tell you you're being blessed. Say to yourself, the Lord is blessing me right now, right now, right now. Say it to yourself. Thank you, God. The Lord is blessing me right now. Learn how to prophesy to yourself. Speak to yourself. You're running around from prophet to prophet to prophet, from church to church to church. Convention, convention, convention. Learn how to prophesy to yourself. Speak to yourself. Speak to your children, your husband, your wife. Prophesy to yourself. Thank you, God. Somebody need to hear that this morning. If you're in the Word of God, studying, praying, meditating on the Word of God, speak to yourself. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. The Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I have sworn and I will perform it, that I will keep thy righteousness judgments. I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according unto thy word. Accept, I beseech thee, the freewill offering of my mouth. O Lord, and teach me thy judgments. This is a teaching ministry on prayer. My soul is continually in my hand, yet do I not forget thy law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I erred not from their precepts. The testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever. For they are rejoicing, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. Let's read that again. We in Psalm 119. Verse 11 says, the testimonies I have taken as an heritage forever, for they are in the rejoicing of my heart, the testimonies of the Almighty Living God. I have inclined my heart to perform thy statutes always, even until the end. Always, even until the end. Yeah, it says always, A-L-W-A-Y. I'm saying it right. Psalm 119. I read verse 105 to 112. The Word of God is what's going to keep y'all, I'm telling you. You got to know him for yourself. You got to have that personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Yeah, we're going to pray without ceasing. Thank you, Jesus, for giving us the opportunity to pray to you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Somebody need to thank and praise God this morning. Stop murmuring and complaining. Touch someone's spirit this morning, Father God. Their mind and their sanctified soul. Let them know that you are God all by yourself. Let them know that you can do what you want to do in times like these. Let them know they could cry out to you right now and surrender that problem, that situation, that sickness, that death to you. Let them know that you're God. And what a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Study shows that nearly all Bible prayers were spoken in a loud voice. Somebody said I was loud. Uh-huh. But studies show that nearly all the Bible prayers were spoken in a loud voice. Historians assumed that that was true because they were usually prayed before a large assembly. They did not have a microphone, y'all. However, biblical prayers were also spoken in a loud voice because the ancients knew about the dynamics of sound, that every spoken word has tremendous power, and that by certain arrangements of words, such as an affirmation or scriptures, a tremendous vibrating force could be set up in the invisible, which profoundly affected substance and produced the specific results decreed. I decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ. Healing will take place in your body right now. I decree and declare healing will take place in your body right now. We come against HIV and AIDS. We come against cancer, breast cancer, prostate cancer, cancer of the lungs, the kidneys, the pancreas, throat cancer, cancer in the brain. We come against cancer in your lungs. I decree and declare healing will take place in that individual's mind that's all confused, don't know which direction to go in. I decree and declare and come against mental illness, bipolar disorder, paranoid schizophrenic disorders, disorders of the mind. I decree and declare that Jesus Christ will send forth healing right now, mind, body, spirit, and soul, dyslexia individuals. I decree and declare and come against that disorder that the doctors have given to your child, your son, your daughter, and even to you. I decree and declare no more dyslexia in that son, daughter, husband, or wife. The doctor said, but God said that's not true. And you've been bowing down to that disorder. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. Not so. You got to decree and declare and come against those spirits that's trying to bring you down. Those hindering spirits is not of God. Thank you, God. The power of the spoken word was used for healing long before Bible times. Chanting of affirmation decrees was used in the healing temples of Atlantis, Egypt, Paris, India, and Greece to bring again into harmony vibratory forces in man. In the East, salvation through the word of God has long been practiced. Thank you, God. During the recession of 1958, by request, some individuals taught a class on spiritual and mental laws of prosperity. The people in several ministries were helped so much that by it they asked to put the materials in a book. Mm-hmm. And the individual never wrote a book before. Some of you have never written a book. The God is telling you to get it ready. Write that book so you can help others. Write it out. Write it out on a daily basis. 1 page, 2 page, 3 page, 4 page. The Lord said, begin writing that book right now. Glory, hallelujah. Because it's going to be a blessing to someone else. Thank you, God. Glory be to God. God is speaking to someone right now. You need to begin writing that book right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Right now. Thank you, God. One fine businessman in the prosperity class felt so strongly that this individual should write that book that they offered to meet with that person for an hour every day, every morning. And some of you need to get together and sit down with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and let him minister to you. Take out time every day, just you and Jesus. Let your friends and family members know, I got a meeting. Take out an hour each day and begin to write that book. Yes, we got some authors on the line, and I know it. Thank you, God. You said, I never wrote a book before. I don't know about the title. I don't know about publishing. You know, now you can self-publish. God is going to make everything known to you. Thank you, God. Daily. 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 Sit down and take out that hour. So as you begin daily to decree, the whole format for that book will unfold for you in prayer. Chapter after chapter after chapter. God's going to help you this morning. I'm speaking to some authors this morning. Thank you, God. And I want you to pray affirmatively, decreeing the God-appointed publisher for you. ask God to show you where that publisher is. And we know that people are self-publishing now. Amazing things will happen. I want you to know that this morning. Somebody need to hear that this morning. Several folk. You got that book inside of you, and you need to get it out. A man in the public relations business who had been helped by individuals will come along and help some people. Yeah, this man came in. He was in the public relations business. He came in and helped individuals. And God is going to see that person is going to help you because you helped them. Thank you, God. Start now. Start now. Begin now. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. The only contact or influence that you need, God is going to send it your way. Yes, he will. The prayer of decree is the only contact or influence you need to get your prayers answered to. I decree and I declare the authors that are on this line, we begin to write those books on a daily basis and get it published. Hallelujah. Someone, somebody's will get those books published this year because you already started. Somebody's going to get their books published next year. Somebody's going to get their books published in 3 years. Thank you, God, for our Christian authors. Perhaps you're asking, but why does the speaking forth words have spiritual power? Isn't prayer more than just words? Yes, prayer is more than words, but prayer begins and ends with words. As the great regions of the world have always known, the word of God in action. The word of God in action. The word of God in action. Get that in your spirit. In the beginning was the word, and the word was God. And without him, the word was not anything made. Go to John 1, first chapter 1 and 3. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. And without him, God is the Word. Nothing was made. The Word is dynamic because it creates. The Word is dynamic because it creates. Speech is the very breath of God because it creates. Healing. It creates deliverance. It creates love. It creates understanding. It creates compassion. Nothing is more alive with power. Nothing has more creative power than the word of God. This is true because words of truth have life, not death. We know in the word of God tells us there's life or death in the power of the tongue. Speak life. This is true, my dear ones, because the words of truth have life, intelligence, and substance within them, which are released through decree. I decree and declare. I decree and declare. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? I decree and declare. By his stripes I am healed. I decree and declare, the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. The reason the prayer of the scriptures have been used by all civilization and cultures from the beginning of time until the present is because the great minds down through the ages have known that the word was creative power. The word has created power. The word has created power. That's why I always ask children, what is it that you want to be when you graduate from school? What do you want to be when you grow up? And I think some of them will say a teacher. I want to be a teacher when I grow up. And it may not be a school teacher. You may be teaching in your Sunday school. You may be teaching on your job. You may be teaching in your community. But they use the word teacher. principal. I want to be a plumber. I want to be a mechanic. I want to fix cars. There was a little boy on TV, I think he's around 8 years old. He watched his dad throughout the years repair cars. And that's what this child is doing now. Even on his sick day, he'll get up out of the bed and say, Dad, I got to do such and such with this car. Something just came to me, and I got to do such and such with this car on his sick days. And I believe he's around 8 years of age, repairing cars. And as the reporter said, what type of car would you like to have when you get older? He said, the same car my dad has. Thank you, Jesus. He saw the value and the worth in the car that his dad has. Do you see the power in your Father, the Almighty Living God? Do you see the love and compassion that he had for you? Your Father. You can cry out, Abba, Father. You can decree and declare. You can ask and ye shall receive. Seek and ye shall find and doors shall be opened. Cry out to your Father. Do you love your Father this morning? The Almighty Living God? Thank you, Jesus. Words of truth are sharp as a two-edged sword. Hebrews 4:12. And quickly cut through the negation and dissolve it, thereby releasing the omnipresence of good. The Hindu scripture is pointing this out. If a man speaks or acts with an evil thought, pain follows him. If a man speaks or acts with a pure affirmative thought, happiness follows him. The Egyptian creation story emphasized the power of affirmative words for creating, as does our Genesis story of creation. It was the Egyptian god who made the world, speaking it into existence. That which flows from his mouth happens, and that which speaks comes into being. Let there be light. Let there be perfect health. Let there be perfect peace. The Greeks said the word is filled with cosmetic power. In India, the spoken word of the affirmations is considered the greatest power in the world. I believe the greatest power in the world is the word of God. Speak the word of God, my dear ones. Watch God move in your life like never before. Watch changes take place in your life. Watch changes take place in the lives of your family members. Speak that word over your children right now. While that baby's in the mother's womb, speak and decree and declare right now. Thank you, God. The Chinese have long believed that words are so powerful that no piece of paper containing written words should ever be destroyed, even when it is no longer of value. My God, the Word of God, the written Word of God, the Bible. Power. There's power in the Word of God. Speak it into existence. Decree and declare. On your job, on your finances, over your body, mind, spirit, and soul. I decree and declare godly wisdom, godly knowledge, and godly understanding over each and every individual under the sound of my voice. I decree and declare prosperity. I decree and declare that you walk in the newness of Jesus Christ. I decree and declare that God will open doors of generosity to you, that God will place you in the right place at the right time, that God will remove you from the wrong place at the right time. God will prove his existence to you over and over and over again. Thank you, Jesus. I decree and declare the Spirit of the Almighty Living God fall fresh upon each and every one of you. May the favor of God reign in your life like never before. I decree and declare the power of the Almighty God in every room in your home, that you will feel the presence of the Almighty Living God in every room in your home, from the basement to the top floor, every corner, every wall. I decree and declare the presence of the Almighty Living God is watching over you right now in your home. I decree and declare as you walk, each step that you take will be in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree and declare the food that you prepare today will be nourishment to your mind, body, spirit, and soul. I decree and declare the medications that you're on, the benefits will outweigh the side effects. Glory be to God. And God will be taking you off of those medications real soon. I decree and declare the Spirit of God will keep you, regulate your blood pressure. I decree and declare God will take you off of insulin. Your blood sugar levels will be leveled according to the Word of God. I decree and declare no cancer in your body. I decree and declare no mental illness, no paranoid schizophrenic, no disorders of the mind. Thank you, God. Touch the minds of those individuals. Touch their minds right now in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that we come against those disorders of the mind. You said in your word, you said that you're a mind regulator, and we believe it. You're a mind regulator. Regulate our minds right now. No dementia. No Alzheimer's. Cast it back to the pits of hell from which it came. Never to return. Thank you, God. Touch Joe Biden's mind, the President of the United States of America. Restore to him and every senior. Restore. Touch their minds. Thank you, God. Age is nothing but a number. Thank you, God. Restore and let others see that you are God that could do anything but fail. Touch his body, his spirit, and his soul. Thank you, God. Touch his wife, Dr. Jill Biden, his family in its entirety. Let them bow down to you. Let them call upon the name of Jesus. Then we pray for Kamala Harris, our vice president, and her family in its entirety. Be with her and guide her and lead her and direct her. We pray for the members of Congress, Republicans, Democrats, Green Party, Independent Party, whatever party you want to be, we pray for you that you'll cry out to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and surrender to him. We pray for all of our past presidents, that they will be a blessing to the United States of America. We pray for every past president that they will be a blessing to the United States of America. We pray for every billionaire, every millionaire, that they will bless God's people. Thank you, Holy Ghost. There's a billionaire listening on this line right now. Bless God's people. Those that stand in need of housing, be a blessing to someone. There's a millionaire listening right now. Bless the body of Christ. Bless a student that needs money to pay their tuition. Bless someone with a home, furniture, brand new car. Yes, you billionaires, trillionaires that are listening, be a blessing to the body of Christ. And I decree and declare that you will bless Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries in the name of Jesus. Yes, I'm not going to count us out. Write that check right now. Write that check out right now and mail it to P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland 21229. Yes, Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries. The Word of God says, asking you shall receive, seeking you shall find, and knocking doors shall be open. Thank you, God. I decree and declare a blessing in store will come to pass on this day for you, you, and you. Father, we come in the magnificent name of Jesus, thanking you, Father God, for allowing us to come forth on this day. We thank you right now because you are God all by yourself, and you could do anything but fail, and you haven't failed this yet. We come appreciating you. We come lifting up your magnificent name. We come to worship you. We come to give you all the glory and all the honor. We lift up Evangelist Griffith, Victor, Christina, the babies. We lift up, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Verdetta Washington, her son and her daughter, her grandchildren. We lift them up, sisters and brothers and her dad, that family in its entirety. We lift up, glory be to God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, Sister Greta Mills, the Haynes family. We lift them up, Father God. We lift up Cosetta, her family in its entirety. Touch Pastor Linda Smith, who had surgery, Father God. Mend those knees together that she will no longer suffer any pain, that she will walk, Father God, freely, free of pain. Touch Apostle Joanne Farley. Touch her knees, Father God. Touch her legs, Father God. Touch her limbs in the name of Jesus. Let others see the glory of the Lord in the lives of those that the doctors said need surgery. You can work it out, Father God. We know you can. And that's why we're calling upon you. We're not giving up. We're calling upon you for someone that's been suffering with back pain. Touch that back. Touch, Father God, that spine. Touch that spine right now. The doctor said it's out of alignment. But we know that you can line that spine up. Touch Elder Don Smith, Elder Annette Smith, in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Minister Shern, Minister Duffy, Minister Yvonne Wilkins, touch her family, Father God. Comfort them right now in times like these. Those individuals have lost loved ones. Comfort them right now because you said in your word you'll send us a comforter, and that comforter is the Holy Ghost. And we thank you right now. We thank you right now, Father God, for healing that's taking place in the body of Mother Annie Green. Thank you for the healing on this day. Thank you for deliverance on this day. Touch Desmond Stewart as he travels around the highways and the byways. Touch those individuals whose jobs have them going from one country to the other country, from one state to the other state, from one city to the other city, from one location to the next location. Give them travel mercy. Protect them from seen and unseen danger. Touch our children as they go off to school this morning, university, colleges, daycare centers. Protect them, Father God. Have the hands of the illegal weapons. Have them to lay those illegal weapons down right now in the name of Jesus. Right now, Father God, touch mind, body, spirits, and souls that they will not pick up those illegal weapons. Lay down the ghost guns. Father God, we ask that you take control over the minds and of those that have a desire to take the lives of other individuals. Touch their minds right now that they have a mind stayed on thee. And that individual that's about to commit suicide, lay down that weapon right now. You will not commit suicide on our watch. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. I decree and declare a spirit of peace in your heart, your mind, your spirit, and soul. I decree and declare a spirit of peace in your home. I decree and declare a spirit of peace in the prison walls, on our city streets, in our counties, in our nation, our police department. I decree and declare, protect our police officers, Father God, and be with those individuals that they will obey the laws of the land. Protect our postal workers, our Amazon workers, our UPS workers, our principals, our teachers in the school, nurses and doctors and surgeons. Be with, Father God, the servants of the Almighty Living God. Bishops, pastors, preachers, apostles, be with them and guide them and lead them. Let them not just preach the word and teach the word, but let them live the word. And we're going to give you the praise, the honor, and the glory on this day. I decree and declare a spirit of peace, a spirit of healing, a spirit of love. Everyone under the sound of my voice, Archbishop Alamasi, King Alamasi, Thank you for your service to the Almighty Living God. Apostle Margie Mercer, continue to be a blessing to the body of Christ. And we're going to give you the praise, the honor, and glory. On this day, I found the answer. I learned how to pray. And then the disciples said, Lord, teach us how to pray. Thank you, God, for the model prayer. Tuning in tomorrow, Tuesday through Saturday, Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries Power Hour of Prayer. God bless you real good.